أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد صدق عليهم إبليس ظنه فاتبعوه إلا فريقا من المؤمنين وما كان له عليهم من سلطان إلا لنعلم من يؤمن بالآخرة ممن هو منها في شك وربك على كل شيء حفيظ. صدق الله العظيم. After completing the incident of the people of Sabah, and before that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke of the two Nabis of Allah, Hazrat Dawood and Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala concludes with an analysis of all this, and Allah says, وَلَقَدْ صَدَّقَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِبْلِيسُ ظَنَّهُ. Certainly, Iblis proved true in his thoughts with regards to them. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ, they followed him. إِلَّا فَرِيقًا مِّنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, except a group from amongst the believers. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking generally about insan, that after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and when Iblis refused to make sajda to Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and he was cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked for respite. Allah had given him respite, and at that time he made also some claims how he will lead man astray. And ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. He said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I will approach them from in front of them, from behind them, from the right hand side, from the left hand side, and you will not find most of them to be appreciative. And this is the point that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings in the incidents of the three different groups of people: Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wassalam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and then the people of Sabah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that this was a thought that Iblis had. This was his understanding of the weakness of man, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that it was proven to be true. فَاتَّبَعُوهُ, and man generally follows shaitan. And one of the aspects is that man lacks in this quality of shukr. Man lacks in this quality of showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except those obviously who have brought perfect iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they make shukr to Allah like how shukr is supposed to be made. And again, just a reminder that shukr is not just to verbalize the shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in actual fact, every limb of the body should be showing that shukr and appreciation to Allah Rabbul Izzat by fulfilling the commandments of Allah. وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ. But again, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also reminds us that it is not shaitan that can pull us by our hand, or shaitan can force us into doing the wrong, or shaitan can make us do the wrong without will from our side. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the free will to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or to be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies this also, that وَمَا كَانَ لَهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ, that sultan, that shaitan does not have any power upon mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other ayats of the Quran express that what shaitan really does is he beautifies and adorns the wrong for us. And we see that wrong to be very beautiful. It is coated with beauty, it is coated with sugar, and man falls and in that trap going towards it. But the reality is this, the shaitan does not have that power to actually pull us towards that wrong that a person may do. إِلَّا لِنَعْلَمَ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِالْآخِرَةِ, except that we know and we show from amongst mankind who believes in the Akhirah, مِمَّنْ هُوَ مِنْهَا فِي شَكْ, and the difference between them and those people who are in doubt with regards to the Akhirat. Now, in the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about some aspects of akhirat, and here again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala concludes all this. And this is how the methodology of the Quran Kareem is. Such great and supreme methodology of the Quran, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about akhirat. Allah speaks about these naked servants of Allah, those that slipped away from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we come back to the same thing, and that is our belief and yaqeen on the day of Qiyamah, our belief and yaqeen in the akhirat. You should never have any doubt with regards to it. And hence Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٍ. And your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hafidh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala safeguards. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is aware of everything. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here shows us and does an analysis. And the way forward for us is to turn our hearts towards Allah, continuously make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat for all the beautiful ni'mas that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us. And together with all that, to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.